Is there a dog in a car at a bar on the street?
Yay!
Then that's a dog that we really want to meet. Hey! Can I pet your dog?
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 Please?
With Renee and
Alexis!
B-Y-D.
Welcome to Can I Pet Your Dog? I'm Renee Culvert, a fluffy pit bull owner.
I'm Alexis Preston, a scruffy poodle owner.
And this is the podcast for unapologetic dog lovers. Alexis Preston, I gotta tell you, I had the best weekend I've had in 4 years.
Right?
Woo-hoo! Goodness me! Oh, what a weekend.
I
gotta say, this podcast will probably not surprise you in telling you we want dogs in the White House.
Yes.
That's what we want.
The Can I Pet Your Dog official stance is that we will always vote for whoever's going to bring the most dogs into the White House.
Right. Exactly. And the new guys bring in not one, but two.
Two rescue dogs.
Rescue. I think we got one.
Oh, one rescue.
Not a rescue.
Yeah, you're right.
One rescue. But listen, they're both rescuing me.
Hey.
From my despair. Hey. I'm so happy.
Woo.
So happy. Two little German shepherds mm-hmm. coming at you. Cute as can be. We love them so much. Obviously. And Major.
Yes. And I'll say,
an
put together,
names.
That's a major championship.
That's worst probably what they were made. Thinking when
I'm
they
so
named
sorry.
Them that.
What?
Yeah, you should be.
Yeah.
But I laughed. And I also think 'tis the season to love everything.
Yeah. It is the not to be too dramatic, but it is the first time I have felt joy in many months.
Mm-hmm.
When I thought, you know, like, oh, I've been happy, you know, like I had good days and bad days. And it wasn't until I felt actual happiness that I went, no, I just felt not bummed out. It was just neutral. And this is the above.
This Oof. Is what it actually is.
Yeah.
Same. I was observing that in that because you'd find your pocket of like, it's fine. It has to be fine. I have no choice.
Yeah.
But then you go into dread. And so my brain would be like, well, it's dread time. And I was like, I mean, yeah, we still have work to do.
Yes.
But there's not as much to dread.
Exactly.
You're okay.
Exactly.
You're gonna be fine. Do you want to play Where Were You When You Found Out?
I would love to. You go first.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'd love nothing more. So it was coming back from a hike with Tugboat and my friend Hannah texted a picture and Hannah lives close. So I sprinted over to Hannah's house and we did a little balcony cheer. And then, Alexis, because you're my pal, I think you'll love me through the next embarrassing portion of
this
story, which is I just had that victory with Hannah, which was so great. So then I wanted to have that interaction with other people that I did not know. So there were other neighbors that were out on their balcony and they were finding out. So I kept like raising my arms and cheering. I'm like, we did it. And they didn't see me. So that it's just this idiot walking down the street in her victory run. Nobody's looking, can't connect with anybody. So it just felt, you know, like a freshman first day of high school.
Man.
I have no friends.
Yeah. And everyone's like,
no,
who's the new girl?
Okay. All right. Exactly. The seniors do not think I'm cool. But then I finally got back to my apartment complex and my neighbor who lives in the complex mm-hmm. was outside with her friends and they were finding out. And there was just sort of this like happy, anxious buzz that everybody wanted to hoop and holler, but it was 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
And so I was like, I think it's okay. I think we can scream. So then I screamed and then they screamed and then people came out with pots and pans and everybody's yelling on their balcony and it was a parade.
Yes.
And Tugboat was very sure it was for him.
Of course.
Very sure.
Yes.
Very reminiscent of when we were all cheering on our healthcare workers. And he would walk down the street being like,
well,
you're so
you.
Welcome.
Thank
I'm happy to do it.
Yes.
I also thought the odds were against me, but I prevailed. and then just the best day, just the best day. How about you? What did it look like for you?
Here's what's funny is your text was the first that I received about it. But here's the best part is
yes.
Renee texted me, I think around 8, and it said, we did it. And so my brain did not immediately know what she was talking about. And so for like, I didn't respond right away because I was like, and I like looked through my emails to be like, did someone congratulate us on something? And then like the news thing popped up and I was like, oh.
There we go.
Oh, I
That's
see.
What she meant.
And then.
Sounds very much us.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then I took a little cruise down Sunset and obviously Crumb came along. with some of my quarantine pod friends, and Crumb also thought everyone was cheering for him. And when there's a part in Sunset where it all narrowed to one lane because there were so many people celebrating in the streets that they would have filled up Sunset, and I held Crumb partially down, like out of the window as we drove through, and everybody was just dancing at Crumb and just really congratulating him, and he really was like, oh my, it's my birthday. What's happening?
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah,
the sweetest.
So
the jubilation. I love it so much. The cutest. Listeners, if you have stories of your dog thinking it was for him, I'll hear it.
Oh, yeah.
Those are fun. I'll listen to that all the live long day. So send us those. But yeah, man.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it so much. I can't wait to see those pups in the White House.
I know. Yeah, I'm really excited for that news to develop, honestly.
Yeah. Major and Champ, I gotta know. Mm-hmm. I gotta know. Now, I have a question.
What,
where does the vice president live?
You're not the first person to ask this question.
Okay, so, I think I might be.
Okay, so with their offices located on the White House grounds, every vice president since Walter Mondale has lived with their families on the grounds of the United States Naval Observatory.
Okay. I ask because Champ, who is the pup that they got in 2008, mm-hmm. he's already been to the White House.
That's true.
He's probably going to be able to give Major a tour or two.
Yeah.
And be like, let me show you. Come over this way.
Here's the best
spot. Where they keep the treats.
Like, this is where you hide stuff. This is where.
Going to be great.
Do you think, I wonder if the dogs know about some secret passageways in the White House that,
certainly.
You know?
Certainly. And if they don't, and if they don't exist, mm-hmm. I'll tell you who I'm going to leave that to. Champ and Major.
They'll find him.
They're going to, yeah. By February, I would imagine.
What a good cartoon premise that is. Two dogs in the White House. Man.
So good. It's so good.
Dibs, you can't steal that if you're listening.
Okay, it's all right. Dibs. All right. It's ours. Okay. It's ours. We're taking it. I love it so much. I love you so much. Listeners, I love you so much. Just so much love to go around. Alexis, speaking of these sweet listeners of ours, would you like to tell them what they've gotten themselves into this episode?
Of course I do. So we have, obviously, some, I think, what will be the final Crumbody updates.
Okay.
We have a Mime Up Minute from Adriana and her dog, Granger.
Okay.
And we also have some dog news about a new mayor.
Ooh, I saw it in the doc. Mm-hmm. Didn't read it. So I'm excited for you to teach me a thing or two.
I'll teach you.
Okay. Okay, now Alexis.
Yes.
Time for Crumbody. And here you are telling me that this could be the last Rooney element of Crumbody.
Yes. I should have specified not the last Crumbody, like not the segment itself.
Sure.
Implies.
I think it was alluded to.
Okay, great.
I feel like we knew what you meant, but tell me more. What's the Rooney update?
Well, Rooney has an official pickup date, which is Sunday.
Okay.
I don't know what day of the week that is because I don't have a calendar in front of me.
Sunday.
Exactly. She's getting picked up on a monster truck.
This is what she requested, which is why she didn't get picked up last week because we couldn't secure the monster truck in time.
Yeah, Gravedigger was busy, so.
Sure.
But yeah, so that will be, you know, it's going to be right now. I'm a little bit excited just because I'm excited to have my house back. But I know the moment she leaves, I'm going to be so sad.
Of course. Yeah. And then remind me again, it is I know this already, but what I want to do is assure you, like, you can go see her.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The person lives like a few minutes away, I think, by car,
perfect.
Not by foot. But yeah, very close. And I'll be able to, you know, follow along and see how she's doing. But I'm really excited for her just to have a forever home and like get to settle because it's temporary. Like things aren't really set up for her permanently here. And so it's just that weird thing of like, you just need to have your home and then you'll acclimate better.
Right.
And be a good dog.
I love it. I love it so much. And get older, get all that puppiness out of her. How do we have sort of a hypothesis on how Crumb is going to handle it, or Crumb's just so go with the flow?
You know, I think that he'll be happy that he can walk through the living room without getting his legs herded by her. She loves to nip at his feet, and he's always like,
of course.
Skrr.
All right.
But I also think like it's the only dog around right now, so it's his little play buddy. So I think it's going to be kind of the same for him. I think he'll be relieved to have his house back, but I think he's going to miss her.
Right. Just a little. Yeah. We got to refill those days again. Well, again, you are truly the best person I know. Oh. I am. Because when did you find Rooney? 2 months ago?
Yeah. I think it'll be. Oh, the day that she gets picked up, I think, will be 2 months to the day.
Dude.
So.
That is a heart of gold right
thank
there.
You.
I'm very impressed. Great job. I thank you. Rooney thanks you. I love it so much. Obviously, we can't wait to hear the updates. Over here, tell you what, it's a little bit chilly in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And by chilly, I mean like, I don't know, maybe getting down to 50
That's
in
cold.
The evening.
That's cold.
I love it. It's very chilly. So, but it's so nice and it's so crisp and it feels like fall. And we don't really get seasons. So I'm leaning in. And I'm leaning in by keeping the windows open at night. Because I have a down comforter and it's cozy.
Yeah.
And the coffee tastes better in the morning when everything else is cold and bundled. Mm-hmm. But that's making Sweet Little Tugboat have to do just the thing he has at the very bottom of his list, which is snuggle hard at night. It is the tightest little donut you ever did see. And it is very funny for me to like, sort of, you know, everybody's kind of drowsy.
Yeah.
But to see him like tighten up in his donut and tighten up in his donut and then surrender me like, it's too cold. I got to get under the blankets. I'm like, yeah, you do. Get in here.
Come on
in.
Get in there.
Just... So sweet. And then it's also kind of interesting to watch, like, I mean, this is hardly rocket science, but the like he just knows exactly of like, I am cold and I need body heat. But he also is maybe not gentle in case I was sleeping to make sure he doesn't wake me up because that flop is hard and intense.
He's not the most elegant of creatures, especially sleepy.
Yeah, not graceful.
Yeah, my little crumb update is just that. Look, did he get some winter sweaters as soon as it got a little cold? Yes.
Of course he did. And he's and he looks adorable, and you made sure to make sure that it had a hardy hood.
He's got a hood.
It.
And then he also has a new sweater, which I have not revealed yet.
Okay.
He looks really good in.
Well, when's the sweater dropping? When can we look forward to that?
Sweater drop will happen. Well, once I'm sure it's actually cold enough, because I'm worried about him overheating and all this.
Okay. That's fair.
It's still Los Angeles, and I'm like, it's not that cold.
Okay, maybe not that much.
Covered in fur, but it'll happen. And look out for Sweater Drop 2020.
I tell you what, if Beyonce and Taylor Swift and others have taught us anything, the best way to drop is when you don't expect it.
Yeah.
So I'll look forward to that. At midnight, though, I do require it be done at midnight.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Okay, thank you so much. Hey, Alexis.
Hey, Renee.
Do you know what time it is?
It is 5:47.
Correct. But for this show's purpose, that is timeless, do you want to take a stab? Do you want to try to guess what time it is on this show?
Is it time for My Mutt Minute?
Oh, you are good.
Ooh.
You are good. It is time for My Mutt Minute with Adriana and Granger. Hit it.
Woo!
Hello, my name is Adriana, and I am doing a My Mutt Minute about my dog, Granger. Granger is German short hair pointer and hound and looks like a black lab. He's very lazy and sleeps all day. He loves to go on walks and run in our backyard and into the forest. He is super smart and will do anything for a couple treats. He doesn't love food, but he loves his training treats. He is not a normal dog because you put his food down and he will leave it there until he wants to eat it. He eats very slowly and is very, very lazy. He's sitting next to me right now and is wagging his tail as he hears me talking about him. He loves new people, but is about dogs and does not like cats. That's time.
Oh, Adriana. Now, here's what I love about that. Granger's getting a little roasted.
Yeah.
A little bit. A little lazy. Doesn't like his food, but handling it like any good guest of a roast would, just laughing it off.
Just loving
wagging
it.
Your tail, but you know what? That is me. That is me. I'm lazy.
The attention enough is alone to just, you know, look, I'm Granger and I am who I am.
It's great. It's confident.
Yeah.
I love, we'll do anything for a couple of treats.
Yes.
So that, but not greedy. We can put that in your plate.
That's
Granger,
true.
You're not a greedy puppy.
That's
You'll
true.
Do it for just a couple. Adriana, excellent My Mutt Minute.
Really good.
Across the board.
Yes.
I love it so much. I think Adriana did bring something to our attention that we do prefer, not required, but we do prefer. Record it with the dog by your side.
That's true. I think it'll be a more authentic experience and you won't be tempted to lie. You know, if that dog's not there fact checking you.
Yeah.
I don't know. You might say anything. How can we trust it? You might say he's got a big old green spot right on his elbow. And the dog's going to be like, no, I don't.
I don't have If I were there, I could have stopped this.
Why did you say that? So
that's not true. It's simply not true. Yeah. So Adriana, thank you for setting the new precedent of let's go ahead and have your dog next to you while you record. If you could, please.
Thank you.
So now with people around the world, Alexis, have dogs next to them.
Yes.
Just ready to send in. Where do they do it?
Now that you and your dog are ready, go ahead and record it on your phone or whatever recording device you have and email it to us at canipetyourdogpodcast@gmail.com and we'll play it here on this very show.
Listen, I'm a hotshot Hollywood movie producer. You have until I finish my glass of kombucha to pitch me your idea. Go.
All right, it's called Who Shot Ya? A movie podcast that isn't just a bunch of straight white dudes. I'm Iffy Whiteyway, the new host of the show and a certified BBN.
BBN?
Buff black nerd.
I'm Alonzo Duraldi, an elderly gay and legit film critic who wrote a book on Christmas movies.
I'm Drea Clark, a loud white lady from Minnesota.
Each week, we talk about a new movie in theaters and all the important issues going on in the film industry.
It's like Guess Who's Coming to Dinner meets Cruising.
And if it helps seal the deal, I can flex my muscles while we record each episode.
I'm sorry, this is a podcast? I'm a movie producer. How did you get in here?
Iffy, quick, start flexing.
Bicep, lats, chest. Who Shot Ya? Dropping every Friday on MaximumFun.org or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, I'm Janet Varney, host of the JV Club podcast. High school. Was it a time of adventure, romance, and discovery?
Class of 95! We did it!
Or a time of angst, disappointment, and confusion?
We're all tied together by 4 years of trauma at this place, but enjoy adulthood, I guess.
The truth is, it was both. So join me on the JV Club podcast, where I invite some great friends like Kristen Bell, Angela Kinsey, Oscar Nunez, Neil Patrick Harris, and Keegan-Michael Key to talk about high school, the good, the bad, and everything in between.
My teenage mood swings are getting harder to manage.
The JV Club. Find it on Maximum Fun.
Renee?
Yes, Alexis.
Do not sing a song. We're not doing that anymore. I have dog news.
Okay, we got to get down to business.
We don't have time. And these busy,
new administration,
trying times.
Yes.
We can't just be fiddling around with beeps and boops and dots and making up songs willy-nilly. We have important dog news.
We got work to do.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. All right. Well, no song for you, Missy. Let's hear this dog news of yours.
Okay. There is a new dog mayor of Rabbit Hash, Kentucky.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me everything.
Okay. So his name is Wilbur Beast.
Of course it is.
Yeah. Okay. And I love that his last name is Beast because he is a 6-month-old French bulldog, so he is tiny. He was elected mayor this month in November 2020 with 13,143 votes, which is the highest winning total ever. And it's also the most anyone's ever voted for a mayor in
Wilbur.
Rabbit Hash.
Yeah. Oh. I'm telling you what, the people know. They come out when there's something that they know about a dog, mm-hmm. they're going to come out. They're going to make sure it happens.
Yep. Yeah. We really know like where to really, you know, put our energy behind a cause.
Sure. Exactly. So now, Wilbur, does he have a long, sordid history of politics?
You know,
where's he come from? What's his background?
He's a young mayor, kind of a Mayor Pete figure of the dog world, I would say.
But
he but you know what, I think he's a good boy and they trust him. He's got integrity, he's got cute little ears, cute little tail, and they know he's gonna make the right decisions for the town.
Of course.
And don't worry, because if you're like, well, he does seem a little inexperienced, Jack Rabbit the Beagle and Poppy the Golden Retriever came in second and third, making them both Rabbit Hash ambassadors, along with Ambassador Lady Stone, who will retain her position. So he's got plenty of ambassadors to help inform him on any confusing words he might not know. You know, he probably has like sit and stay, but if he needs to sign some documents, they can probably help.
Sure. Yeah. Show me your belly. I don't know what that means. Yeah. Well, that's okay. You check with your council and you'll be fine.
Exactly.
Why do I not get to vote for a dog mayor? How does this happen?
Yeah, LA is really slacking on that, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, look, Garcetti's out. Tugboat's right. in. That's my, yeah. that's just what I'm going to say.
Well, no, but I think we just, if they can run on a double ticket. If
sure.
they go, the name's right there, Crumb Boat.
That's true.
Maybe here's what let's do. Let's do a Crumb Boat, and then we'll sneak in both of them.
That's really smart.
And then it'll be a real nice surprise.
A vote for Crumb Boat.
And it already rhymes.
We're ready.
We're right there.
Right.
I could not love that more.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of the people for voting. I need to see a photo, obviously.
Yes.
And I bet you do, too. So
yeah, I'll share it.
Post it.
Got it.
Do
yeah.
a bit of a post.
And, you know, I'm sorry to make this episode so political, but we had to announce it.
It was time. It was time. You know, that whole time that iTunes reviewer years and years and years ago that said too political.
Yep.
Deep in my heart, I wanted to make it right.
Yep.
I wanted to be like, you know what? I'm going to give you the episode that is. And today's the day.
This is it.
All
we're,
politics.
We're finally,
all the time.
All politics.
All right, Alexis, we're at the very end.
Mm-hmm.
But took a little time off.
Yes.
Took a little time off to be like, hey, let's make sure you're registered to vote.
Yes.
And now we're back with a bit of an amplify, just a little
bit of an amplify, which is,
here's,
oh, go ahead.
Yes. Oh, so I was just going to talk about the new plan. That here's what I was thinking, is at the end of the show, you and I could flippity flop. 1 week you go, 1 week I go, 1 week mm-hmm. you go, and be like, hey, if you're looking for something to check out, well, I got something for you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And I understand you have one this week.
I do. I'm ready.
Okay. Well, me too.
Oh.
I'm also ready to listen.
I love that, you know? So a few things were accomplished, but there is still a runoff election for the Senate in Georgia. And
right.
just some dates is that we have until December 7th to register if you're a Georgian?
Okay.
Georgian. Never said
a
it.
Georgie Porgy.
If you're a Georgie Porgy, you have yeah. until December 7th to register. You can also check out flipgeorgia.card.co, and there's a lot of ways to get involved with the Senate election, and those elections are on January 5th, and they're really going to determine a lot of things to happen in this country, so they're really important. I don't know how many Georgie Porgies we have, but still want to say it.
Yeah, if you're a Georgie Porgy, December 7th
yeah.
for you.
And if you're not a Georgie Porgy, you can still be involved, so get in there, and,
there you go.
And help out.
Get in there. Get on in there.
Yeah.
I love it so much. I love you so much. I love dogs so much. I love this week so much. So much love. All right. Well, I gotta go love.
Okay. Yeah. You got more love to spread.
You go?
This is
I
another
do.
Option. If you were like, I don't want to do any of the things that Alexis said, you can just go around right. and love. I think that counts.
Just go love.
Yeah.
Just go love. Just go around and love and forgive and pet dogs
sure,
from
sure,
a distance.
Sure.
It's going to be great.
You can be an Alexis or you can be an Renee. And you know what? They're both okay.
They're both okay. Thank you. And now that's our other slogan.
Both okay.
Both okay. They're both all right. They're fine. Okay, buddy. I will see you next week.
Okay.
Until then, can I pet your dog?
Can I pet your dog?
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.